It's your SNL Stand By Line podcast
with your hosts, Jill and Amanda.
Today we are chatting with Danielle Flora, who is a choreographer on SNL. She's been behind some of the coolest dances you've seen the cast and the host doing during various sketches, songs, digitals, and monologues. So here is Danielle.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Thanks for having me.
We have we have our own questions for you, but then we actually got a ton of fan questions that are kind of mixed in because we told people on Twitter, they were super excited we were talking to you, and they, everybody loves like those like dances and stuff from the digitals and songs. So they were like, that's so cool.
It's awesome.
And so besides SNL, you've worked on other projects. If people don't know, you've done the Funny Dance Show and Lip Sync Battle, which I'm a fan of, so that's really cool. And you've worked on Jimmy Fallon's show, and you actually worked on the movie Trainwreck with Amy Schumer and Bill Hader.
Yes, which was a blast.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Your body of work is pretty, like, long and impressive.
Yeah, we were looking through it, and we were like, wow, she's done a lot.
One of our friends literally messaged, and she said that she used to watch you on MTV's The Grind in the early 90s.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, The Grind, I had the best time. It's so funny because people still come up to me, which is, it's so weird because there were so many dancers on that show, but people will still come up to me and be like, I know you. And I'm like, how? I'm like, you dance on MTV's The Grind. I'm like, oh my God.
We had to look up what that was. And I was like, wow, this is intense.
It's so intense. And then we ended up doing, like, Eric Nice ended up doing a bunch of workout videos. So people, and each of the dancers on the workout videos would have a move. And mine was the Danielle pump. And people, I swear, people still come up to me like, the Danielle pump. I'm like, oh my god,
that's amazing. That's the best thing I've heard all day. That.
I think I saw some of them on YouTube, like the workout ones, because I was like, I didn't quite understand what it was, but now I do. Now I'm understanding.
Yeah.
But getting to work with Bill, that's cool in a movie because he's an SNL alum. Yeah. So
he's just the greatest. He's such a nice guy, and has continued to be nice. You know, everyone's nice when they first start, but he really is. Always just a gentleman and a nice guy and funny and wants to talk to you and, you know, just, he's just the coolest. He really, really is.
I love that.
That is cool. A lot of Bill Hader fans will like to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, the best.
Oh, I love that. So I think the first question we'll get right into is like, what led you to SNL, which you were talking a little bit about earlier. And we read on your page, and you had just told us now that you've been doing it since 1999, which is wild. So
crazy. It's so wild.
Yeah.
So many things that I forget, you know, it's so many years. Right. And I was a kid. I was a total kid. It was my first choreography job. But I basically grew up on that show, which is, it's insane. Like I was, you know, I was, early 20s. Yeah, it was a great, I mean, talk about a great first choreography job experience. Like, I just really, really lucked out. But honestly, the truth is, it did start because of The Grind.
Oh, really? That's how you got into it?
So I was Ricky Martin at the MTV Video Music Awards in 1999, and the executive producer, Alex Coletti, introduced me to Beth McCarthy Miller, who was the director of the VMAs that year. And so anyway, it was a casual introduction. That next weekend, SNL, Beth McCarthy Miller was at the time the director of Saturday Night Live. Okay. That weekend, they, or the following weekend or whenever, the next show, they ended up needing a choreographer. And I guess, I don't know what had happened with their old choreographer, but the new choreographer was supposed to be Tina Fey's best friend, but he happens to be out of town. I know, it's crazy.
Well, wow, that was so lucky for you. That was like fate.
How life lines up. So then I get a call because of Beth, because of that one introduction at the MTV Video Music Awards, and because I knew Alex Coletti from The Grind, that one introduction, and they're like, have you ever choreographed before? And of course you lie. I'm like, of course I have.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
And
especially
can you imagine?
As a young 20-year-old. Yeah.
Yes, they're scared to death. So I show up that day, my first day on set, having never choreographed anything and scared out of my mind. And I forget how many dancers. I think I had maybe like 10 dancers. I think it was Danny DeVito, and we were doing a Christmas sketch.
Oh my gosh, that's so
and
cool.
it was nuts. It was nuts. And of course, just like now, it's so second nature to me. But like when you get there, you know, you think you're doing one thing and you end up doing so much more because like, well, you're here. Why don't you stay for this sketch? And that we could add you here. And so that day I ended up doing so much more than I had planned for. And as a novice, as a so green, right. I was scared out of it.
So that kind of explains like what, like the hiring process was. So like for you, you didn't really kind of have a hiring process. You kind of just jumped on board.
I jumped on board and just jumped into the fire and never looked back.
Did you have
back.
To deal with Lorne at all?
No. Oh gosh. Oh, no. In all my years, which is over 20, I had one meeting with him in his office when Catherine Zeta-Jones was doing the opening monologue and they wanted me in on the conversation. But other than that, I think maybe we say hi and that's about it.
Wow. That's insane. So, wow, that's wild.
It's wild.
Yeah. So you were a fan of the show like before or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. My parents have always been big theater comedy people. So I grew up, you know, I mean, I didn't religiously watch the show, but I loved the show and I watched it as a kid. And, and then to actually walk in the building and be on that floor for the first time was very overwhelming. And
I can't imagine what it's like to actually like, you know, most people just dream of having their dream job. So I can't imagine what it's actually like to get it.
Well, I didn't know it was my dream job.
Right. You
know,
right.
I was one second I was dancing and the next second I was standing there trying to figure out how to choreograph, you know, all these things. It was just this really fast paced, figure it out on the fly, get it done. You know, you rally or you don't. And I rallied. So it was the best experience ever. I learned everything. You know,
it sounds like it. So your fight or flight instinct was 100% fight.
Yeah.
Always. Yes. Yeah. Like, I'm going to figure this out and I might be biting off more than I can chew, but you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a good job. And it's funny that next day, so I had my first rehearsal and that next day they gave me a raise and they're like,
whoa.
And it's just the coolest thing ever to like be so scared and be this young girl and then know that they're happy with you. Like all these like people that have been in this business forever are happy with what you're doing. And
yeah, they must have loved you. Clearly.
It was cool. It was really cool. It was just it was like a big win for like me and my friends that were all dancers at the time.
Oh yeah, of course. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So like going back to what you were saying about how you had been like thrown into more than one thing, like what does being a choreographer entail on the show? Like besides the obvious of like doing the dance routine things.
Well, so like for instance, for that specific moment, like I thought it was a longer sketch that had multiple scenes within the sketch. So with that, I thought I was doing, they were spoofing Ricky Martin, which is why they remembered me. So it was that moment. But then within the sketch, there were all these other scenes that they're like, they added choreography to. So I had to come up with
a
fly in the moment, which is what I think has taught me. It's just something that has been able to really change the dynamic of how I work, being able to work so fast like that, which is true with Saturday Night Live. Like you really don't know what you're going to get. And because they write all the way up until the live show and things shift and change so much, it is this wonderful skill that I have learned from working there that, you know, things are going to change and you need to come up with stuff right now.
Sometimes like things get written like Friday night going into Saturday morning and you just have to be ready to do it.
It's true. And like things will happen in the 8 o'clock show that then we'll need to adjust for the 11:30 show, which will address, you know, the music has to be shorter or longer. It just affects your world in such an intense way in such a short amount of time. And you just have to, you know, there's no other option but to get it right. So,
when you're done working on Saturday nights, do you spend Sunday just like sleeping all day trying to decompress from all of that stress?
Maybe I did in my 20s, but now I don't. Now I'm like, I have a kid, so there's no sleeping.
Oh, yeah. So but, have you been having to homeschool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is so much fun.
I'm a teacher, so I know how that is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I try to like enjoy my Sundays, but I'm sure in my 20s I slept in.
So I think that kind of leads up to like, we have one of the questions from a fan we got is like, how far in the week do you get the call that they need you? Or is it like a thing where you're kind of always at the studio?
No. So they pick their sketches Wednesday. So I usually either know late Wednesday night, but usually I hear on Thursday.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So Thursday, I'll either, it's very rare that I need to be at the studio on Thursday, but Thursday, they do rehearse Thursdays, but generally speaking, I would say 95% of the time I don't have to be there on a Thursday. So I'll cast any of my dancers that I need on Thursdays. And then Friday is our big rehearsal day. And then Saturday.
So you do it all on Friday, like the whole routines and everything?
Everything. So
wow.
In a perfect world, I'll get my music on Thursday, but that doesn't always happen. So then I'll get it, but I will at least get it before my sketch. Rehearse it. So I'll have like an hour or two to figure it out what I need to figure out.
So for as far as like creating a routine, you have, I mean, how does that process work? You get like the sketch and you read over it and get an idea of it. And
yeah, so I will get the sketch on Thursday when they say they need me. They'll send me all the, you know, whatever scripts that they need me for. And I'll read those. And hopefully at some point that day, I'll get music or a scratch track or something. And then I'll come in with a real strong skeleton of what I think is needed or what I think they're going to want. There are some writers that I know really well because they write a lot of the dance sketches because they were dancers when they were, you know, younger.
Oh, or really? Interesting.
Writers that write a lot of the dance sketches, not all of them, but so there's a few people that I know pretty well and I kind of know what they're looking for. And the ones that were, you know, that were in the dance world at any point in their lives have a little more of a connection to it. And
right.
I'll have come and make sure that they like everything that I've created, or I'll watch what they had in their head. And then I'll just, you know, jazz it up a little bit. But then there's also the other side of it, of writers that just want me to come in and just do it. And they don't, wow. You know, they let me interpret what they want. But, you know, you really do have to look which cast members are dancing, you know, who is our celebrity guest, and like, make sure that it makes sense for those people, because you don't, you know, some right. people can handle a little bit more than others.
Yeah, so I guess that was one of our questions too, is just how collaborative is the process with the cast and writers? And you were telling us about the writers, but do the cast come in and give you any ideas?
Or like
well?
They give you input about it?
Yeah, absolutely, especially if they wrote it. So
that makes
sense. A lot of the cast members write a lot of sketches. It really is a mixed bag. Some people really have a strong opinion and some really just want you to come in and give them something knowing who they are, what they're capable of. And you know, there's people like someone like Keenan, who he's just so talented and gifted and he can dance and he has strong opinions and ideas. And he's so great to work with and collaborate with because he's like, wait, what about this? You know, he gets excited about it.
And I'm sure like people like Kate too, because we know she loves to dance.
Yes. Yes, I mean, exactly. But Kate usually will let me sort of go and do my thing, which is great.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
Everyone is so different. So it's wonderful to work with them. And I think that's the coolest part is being able to sort of get to know somebody and know what they need from you and being able to adjust from person to person.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I was going to ask too, is the process, I mean, of course the process is a little different on SNL, but do you do like any other choreography like gigs aside from SNL? And like, how are those different?
I do a lot of TV.
Okay.
So
yeah,
recently,
you do Lip-Sync Battle. That's so cool.
Right.
I think that show
was amazing. It was such a great experience for me. And I ended up being one of the producers on that show. And I cannot say enough wonderful things about that show. Such a great learning curve in a different way, because it was what was great about having SNL, my background, is that it was really fast paced. Needed to do choreography, not on the spot, but like within the day before. And it's quite a bit of choreography. So everything that I learned at Saturday Night Live has been such a wonderful, helpful tool for my work that I do, because I do end up doing a lot of comedy choreography. But even if it's straight choreography, my timeline always seems restricted. So I'm always having
right.
to do stuff as quickly as possible. I've just come off working on a show for Disney called Parent Jam, which is a fun show, but again, like having to do it really quick. And then I was working right before we went into the coronavirus. I was working on a show for Fox called I Can See Your Voice, which will be a really fun one.
It's been
a really great ride.
Would you say those are like a little easier or like much harder than SNL?
I would say they're harder than SNL.
Yeah,
I've been there so long. For me, it's a very comfortable place. And also, you know, comedy is is what wins. It's all about the script. It's all about the comedy. And the dancing is not the focus. You know, whereas Lip Sync Battle, the comedy is through the dance. So it's a little different. It's just a different.
Some of the sketches, though, they are, you know, based on like the dance is what makes it.
No, it is true. It is true. But so, yeah, it's hard to compare them. I think that the thing that is great about all of that is just, you know, the thing is this, the speed in which I have to work for almost everything I do.
Absolutely. It's a different
muscle. It's all fast paced. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fast paced.
Yeah. Have you worked on any like of the digital shorts for SNL? Is that like,
or do you just do the TV sketches? Shows?
So I do a lot of the digitals. Now after all these years, I sort of pass off the digitals a little bit to my assistants, but I have been doing them for forever. And some of those are probably my favorite sketches because they're just fun and you can dig in more.
Right. And those do a lot of dancing.
Yeah, usually there's a lot more dancing. So
like the girl group songs, like those are our favorites.
Oh my
god, those have a lot of dancing.
They have. I have a lot of dancing and they're so much fun and they're funny and the sets are really fun to be on. You know, a lot of them, some of them are like overnight shoots and those are always really fun for me. But my priority, I think they prefer when I'm at the live show because the live show is a little bit harder sometimes. So if I'm called for both, I usually have to put an assistant on the digital and be there live. Yeah. So it's just sort of hard splitting my time because they usually overlap in some ways. But the digitals, I mean, some of those digitals were my favorite sketches.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I love those too.
Like, which one? Which has been your
favorite? Do you have a favorite digital?
God, I don't know. I guess my most recent, there's one with, God, you know, I forget everyone's name.
It's okay. We'll probably know.
She broke her arm in school and she fell on the jelly and she broke her arm. Do you know which one I'm talking about? It's years ago. It's probably like, I don't know, 8 years ago.
Oh, I have no idea. We can look that up.
But no, the most recent one that was I think Tina Fey was in it and Nicki Minaj was in it. It was like an overnight shoot. And the director, I kept, you know, checking in on the director. I'm like, hey, do you think that I'm gonna need to give any choreography when Nicki comes? And they're like, no, absolutely not. I'm like, okay, cool. And then Nicki walks in the building, and he's like, I need you to choreograph. I'm like, what?
Oh my god.
It's like 16-8 counts. What he's like, just do it. I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh. And like, it's like Nicki Minaj. You can't like mess up in front of her.
Thank God I had dancers where I could just flow and do choreography and they could pick it up so they would remember what I was doing. And then if you look at it, it literally is about 16-8 counts that these kids learned within like 30 minutes and like fully were like, I don't know how much you actually see of it, but like they fully executed it brilliantly. And that's the thing.
There's a lot of dancing in those.
There is. And that's the thing. Like when you hire dancers, you need to make sure because of SNL, it's something that I've learned. You have to make sure that you have not only super competent dancers, but dancers that are comfortable in any situation because you really don't know what's going to get thrown at you, like in terms of costumes or it's changes. So they have to really be able to go with the flow.
Right. Like I think my favorite, and I think a lot of the fans said their favorite, and we had looked it up and it said that you, I don't know if you did this one, but it said you had worked on this episode, was the twin bed, like Christmas sketch with Jimmy with Jim Fallon. And like that one, I mean, that's pretty intricate dancing. I was like, wow, the girls had to have a lot of confidence in themselves.
Well, so you know what I do, which is very successful for Saturday Night Live. It's not always, sometimes it depends on the people, because sometimes it can be distracting to, it depends on who they are. But usually for our cast, I'm dancing right next to the camera.
Oh, yeah, that's what we see you doing on the floor.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly. I think probably right at a year or maybe a little over a year ago, I sent you a message on Instagram, like before we were doing the podcast or anything. And I think it was the John Mulaney episode where, you know, he did the cha-cha slide.
Yes.
I think that's the one I was talking about. I messaged you and I said, it is so much fun watching you off camera dancing with the cast.
I know, because you're always doing the moves.
I'm always doing those because I think, you know, they have so much to learn and it's just, they need to be in the right spot and the script keeps changing and the cue cards keep changing. I mean, there's so much going on that it's just, you know, depending, you know, it doesn't work for every location in on set, but for that, where we did that sketch, it's very, anytime there's a sketch right there, which there, it tends to be a heavy dance area. I don't know why I am able to dance by the cameras.
Yeah, it's always, you
know, we... all three people with cue cards, and so there's a lot of times there's no place for me to go.
Right.
So it's hard, but that spot for whatever reason seems to work out really well.
Yeah, we always sing you. It's so fun to watch, and we know when you come out, we're like, oh, it's going to be a dance number.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's one of the perks of us having gone to so many shows, is that we kind of like learn
who's who and learn who does what. Yeah.
That's so cool. I mean, it definitely takes an entire team. You see how it's.
Yeah. Oh my God. So many people.
So cool.
And do you have like, because you talked about it a little bit like with Nikki, but do you have like off the top of your head that you can think of like, this is so hard? And people always ask us this, and I'm like, I don't know, but do you have like a favorite host or like special guest that you've gotten to work with?
You know,
or somebody that you were like, this is so cool.
Yeah, there's so many. I literally have pinched myself so many times, and I think honestly, I do get this question a lot, and I never really have an answer. I mean, sitting in the audience for the 40th anniversary and having I had moments of, holy shit, this is, couldn't, you know, and it's hard because when you work, I think also when you work in production, you're so used to seeing so many people, which I know sounds weird, or I don't know if that sounds obnoxious. I don't mean it to,
but
it just, you get sort of like, whatever, we're all at work.
You get like
complacent.
Yeah.
Complacent. But then you do have these moments where you're like, I feel really lucky right now. Like, this is really cool.
So cool. I'm glad you still have those moments.
Oh, absolutely. And just like experience, just like the talent that's around you. It's just awesome. I mean, yeah, I don't know that I have like a favorite host or I have like a few favorite sketches that are always dear to my heart. Like Donatella will always be one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Because why not? Yeah.
Yeah. Because why not? I mean, there are just a few that always will stick out to me, but yeah, there are just like these pocket moments where you get, you know, you get goosebumps and you're like, oh, this is so cool.
I was just telling Jill and some of our friends, we have a few friends who come to every show too. And I was just like, I asked them, I think the last show we went to, after we came out, I said, do you guys ever just sit around and be like, we are in the audience of Saturday Night Live right now? Like, that's crazy.
It's crazy. It's just. There's so much history and
45 years,
sadness, and you know the roller coaster ride of what Saturday Night Live has been and what Lorne Michaels has created with his team. It's really, you got to sit back sometimes and be like, wow, this is
right. And I do, and I mean, I totally get what you're saying too, because like our other people, like connections or friends that we talk to on the show, they're like, well, you know, it is my job. It's something I go in and I do every day. So at a certain point, it gets kind of like routine. But they're always like, I'm never like not shocked about like how amazing this is that I'm doing this.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
cool.
I mean, you know, like, and this isn't Saturday Night Live, but it's in the building, and certainly Saturday Night Live has had a lot of politicians on. But like, you know, when you get people that are not not actors or dance, not actors or singers, and they're like giant politicians or vice presidents or first ladies, those moments you're like, this is crazy. I'm standing right next to the I'm right next to
the Were you at the Daniel Craig show?
Say it again.
Were you at the Daniel Craig show when Elizabeth was there?
No, I wasn't. Unfortunately, this season, I've been in LA most of the season. I've had my assistant man Wei work a lot of it because I've been working on a bunch of other stuff. Obviously, Saturday Night Live is always my heart and soul, and happy.
Yeah.
I've been using my assistant quite a bit this season. Unfortunately, the timeline has just been a little bit crazy.
Yeah, well, we understand that for sure. This has been so much fun. So we thought we would end on a lighthearted note. So one thing that we would like to know is, has there ever been a moment where a piece that you worked on like really like flopped while you, like when you were working on it?
We love watching those interviews from the cast members where they're like, what's been like your biggest flop or your bomb or something? So have you ever had like a routine that has just like really not gone worked. Well?
Yeah.
There was with Chris Kattan, there was a that's how long ago this was.
Yeah.
With
yeah. Kattan,
I think the 8 o'clock went great. The 11:30. The music didn't play or something crazy happened. And we all just were standing there and like, we tried to dance in sync, but obviously you're a hot mess because there's no music. That was one. And then there was one, which this sketch still, every time I watch it, I die. And I don't even know if it was a popular sketch. But there was a sketch where we were backup dancers at a race car, like at like the Indy 500. And so every time the cars passed us, we had to run out and do a cheerleading routine. And so at one point, you know, one of the dancers kept getting killed each time we ran out because it's Indy 500. So at one point they were throwing dolls because they were whatever. And so the doll got thrown at one of the backup dancers and we were all still dancing. And we all broke and we're just.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard to keep a straight face.
Oh my God, it's so hard to keep a straight face. So some of those are like, I don't know, you know, no one else would know those moments, but for me, they're just like.
We read that on your page too, that you don't just do choreographing, but there's been like a significant amount of sketches that you've actually been like a backup dancer in the sketch.
Right. Oh my God. I've danced on that show more than I've only read that.
We're going to have to go back now.
Oh God. I did everything. If you go back, not in the last probably 5 years. I mean, you know, I'm getting up there in age and my dancers are in their early 20s, but I think even this year, I think I did something.
I'm gonna have to go back and look.
Yeah, but no, if you go back even just 5 years ago, the first 15 years that I choreographed, I was probably in almost every number.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to go look.
I know. So that's our next project. Yeah. To go find you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot to see. People always send them to me too, and I'm like, oh my God, I look like a baby.
Aww. That's really sweet though. It's like a photo album kind of for you.
Where it really, really is. It is. I can't say enough that I totally grew up on that show. It's like so many wonderful moments have happened and I learned so much. It's like, I mean, how often can you say that somebody's been at a job for over 20 years? Usually, you know, usually, especially nowadays, usually you last place 7 years or whatever. But the fact
that especially in your world of like the Hollywood-esque world, you know.
It's true. It's been, and even when I look around at the behind the scenes people, I'm like, wow, it's a lot of new faces compared to, like, there's only a few that have been there longer than me.
Really?
So cool. Yeah. It's interesting and cool. And I really enjoyed.
That's literally kind of a reason we started the podcast. We got like, so I don't remember how many shows, like, I don't know, close to 20 shows in or something like that. And we were like, we can't remember all of the things we have seen, like from the sketches that were cut, because we do dress rehearsal a lot. So, you know, there's tons of stuff that we've seen that like never made it to the light of day. So we started the podcast because we were like, we would kind of like a record, like an album of our own to remember what we've seen.
It's crazy. It's true. Like people will send me pictures of stuff and they'll talk about a sketch and I'm looking at them like they have 10 heads. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You're like, you were in the sketch. You're standing in the sketch. But you know, when it's that much, you're seeing so much, it's hard to, so it's great that you guys are doing that. It'll be nice for you.
And I think what it said on like IMDb, which I mean, I was like, I'm sure there's a couple that don't even have you listed, but like it said like 300 some episodes.
Yeah.
So exactly. I cannot imagine remembering 300 of anything.
Literally been since that first sketch in 1999, I've been the only time. This year is the only time I've really used an assistant to fill in for me, or maybe a little bit in lip sync battle times, like maybe one or two, but literally every single time that they've needed dance, it's crazy.
I know, that's been so wonderful.
Yeah.
Cannot imagine. So, because a lot of our friends are big fans of, especially the ladies on the cast, we were wondering if you have any funny stories or moments from the set that you can think of that you'd like to share about doing a routine with the ladies, you know, like the twin bed sketch or something like that, the friendship.
And I think a lot of people, when I mentioned stuff about like asking what routines they like a lot of them said the Christmas, the All I Want for Christmas one.
Yes. You know, the women are so wonderful there. I have to be honest. They're just so badass and they're very supportive and really cool with me, which is awesome. Like, you know, over the years you learn different personalities, and since I've seen so many cast members come and go, this crew that you have right now is just, they're all so great, and they are encouraging to me every time I'm there. They know when I'm on set, you know, they're just like, oh God, here we go. You know, they get excited and they get scared and they get, you know, cause it's a lot of extra work for them when they're,
yeah, they're not dancers. So it must be nerve wracking.
Right. And it is, it definitely is. But I can't think of like a specific moment, but I just can say very much, this is a very encouraging, supportive group of women.
Yeah, we're partial to this cast. So yeah, that's really awesome.
Yeah, because this is the cast that was there when we started going to the live show. So, you know,
you have to feel like a nice little connection to them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's really nice that like they're able to like make connections with you.
No, it is. Like, I remember Vanessa would be like, I took, you know, a hip hop class at my gym and, you know, the teacher, this is like, we should go, you know, we should go and take class together. Like, that's not normal. You know, that's rare for a girl, you know, for a cast members to say and do stuff like that. And it's just, yeah, this, and I know Vanessa's not there now, but you know, it's that this last few years have been,
yeah,
really,
I mean,
wonderful.
She's been there within the last decade. So,
exactly. It's all been very cool.
That's so fun. I love that.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, just wrapping it up as far as like, cause you know, SNL's on a break until May, which we hope
allegedly
it returns in May. Yeah. We hope to see it return in May. But with all the quarantine stuff going on, because I'm sure all your other like live taping shows are probably also on hiatus.
Everything is, yes.
Yeah. So what have you been like doing with your free time?
Oh my God, I've been working out like a lunatic.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I've been, my daughter is 11 and in like a super competitive dance company, which is obviously not in session.
Wow.
So I have been taking dance classes, which I have not done in years. So my body hurts from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes.
So is that what she's interested in too? She likes dance like...
Yeah, so she's crazy. And I don't know if like it's just because she's been doing it since I forced her to at 3 years old, or if she actually...
Oh, you're a dance mom.
I'm a total dance mom. But yeah, so I've been trying to keep busy doing that stuff. Cooking a lot. I mean, cooking is always...
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. You know, and trying to be supportive. I've been buying like, you know, Crocs for the local hospitals so they don't have to wear their Crocs home, or like whatever I can do, like anything, whatever I can do to help, which isn't much, but anything that I can do to make anyone else's lives a little easier.
That's so sweet. A lot of the SNL, like a lot of all you guys on SNL have been doing so many awesome things.
It's, you know, you, I guess you just gotta, it's like once you find out there is something you can do, then you should do it. If you can, well, you know, I know not everyone can, but if you can, give that little extra.
That's so awesome.
If it's possible. Yeah. Yeah. So it's been an interesting world right now.
I know. Yeah. For everybody.
And tell us again what the new projects you're working on are so we can look out for them.
Sure. So I actually am working on the Sesame Street movie, and actually the director used to be a writer on Saturday Night Live, which is awesome.
Oh, cool.
And that obviously is on hiatus. And then a TV show called I Can See Your Voice through Fox, which is, it's a game show. It's actually going to be really, really great, I think.
I love game shows.
And then the shows that I have, Parent Jam, which is on Disney right now. And then the Funny Dance Show, which is on E! Right now. And then what else? Anything else? God, there's probably
so much. Yeah.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. You know, you got to keep on hustling.
And then
right?
If people follow your social media, I saw that you, because I follow your Instagram, and you post like clips from the Funny Dance Show on there too.
Yes, I think it's danielle.flora. Bad. Oh my God, I'm so social media bad, and I'm trying to get better.
Oh no, it's okay. But yeah, just so if people do want to follow Danielle, you can follow her at danielle.flora, and that's FLORA. And you should follow her because she posts good content. Like, the stuff you post on there is crazy. Your dances and stuff. I'm like, wow.
I love it so much.
Thank you.
All right. So this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on. Our listeners are really going to enjoy hearing this chat. I just can't thank you enough.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. I'm so excited to be talking to you. It's really nice.
We're excited to be talking to you.
Yeah. If you see me, make sure you come up to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll do that.
Give the chat. Okay.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe to us on your podcast listening platforms, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Standby Line, or visit us online at snlstandbyline.com.